Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter, A Paper Started. The subject of the Sabbath was growing clearer, and up to this time the foregoing positions were being presented to small congregations by Brother Bates and myself. Opposition was waxing stronger, and the battle was increasing. Burdened with a sense of duty to enter the field in defense of the truth, in July 1849, I issued the first number of a little sheet called The Present Truth, from which I give the following extract to show the spirit of that time. It is through the truth that souls are sanctified and made ready to enter the everlasting kingdom. Obedience to the truth will kill us to this world, that we may be made alive by faith in Jesus. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. This was the prayer of Jesus. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John chapter 4. Error darkens and fetters the mind, but the truth brings with it freedom and gives light and life. True charity, or love, rejoiceth in the truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. Thy law is truth. Psalms 119:142. David, describing the day of slaughter, when the pestilence shall walk in darkness, and destruction waste at noonday, so that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, says, He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Psalm chapter 91, verse 8. The storm is coming. War, famine, and pestilence are already in the field of slaughter. Now is the time, the only time, to seek a shelter in the truth of the living God. In Peter's time there was present truth, or truth applicable to that present time. The church hath ever had a present truth. The present truth now is that which shows present duty, and the right position for us who are about to witness the time of trouble such as never was. Present truth must be oft repeated, even to those who are established in it. This was needful in the Apostles' day, and it certainly is no less important for us, who are living just before the close of time. For months I have felt burdened with the duty of writing and publishing the present truth for the scattered flock, but the way has not been opened for me to commence this work until now. I tremble at the word of the Lord, and the importance of this time. What is done to spread the truth must be done quickly. The four angels are holding the angry nations in check but a few days, until the saints are sealed. Then the nations will rush like the rushing of many waters. Then it will be too late to spread before precious souls the present, saving, living truths of the Holy Bible. My spirit is drawn out after the scattered remnant. May God help them to receive the truth and be established in it. A few numbers of this little sheet had been published, which with Brother Bates' publications were a great help in the cause. Then the few that taught the truth traveled on foot, in second-class cars or on steamboat decks, for want of means. The testimony they bore was pointed. God worked with them mightily, and the cheering news of conversions to the truth were coming in on every hand. Several brethren sold possessions and handed out their means to advance the cause. Young men and women could then give up their wages to help preachers from place to place, and to publish books for gratuitous distribution. All seemed to give cheerfully, and God abundantly blessed the cheerful giver. Ministers and people then felt for souls, and labored for them as though the coming of the day of God was an absorbing reality. But in those days of prosperity to the cause, there were trials, and these generally arose in consequence of a disposition to draw off from the great truths connected with the third message to points of no vital importance. It was impossible to make some see that present truth really was present truth, and not future truth, and that the Word as a lamp shines brightest where we stand, and not so plainly on the path in the distance. Hence the order of events 1,000 years in the future, or just before or after the coming of the Lord, was the all-absorbing theme with some.